Winona Forever is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, head on over to cageclub.me. Hi, I'm Lindsay Gibb.
And I'm Rekha Tulsaram.
And this is Winona Forever.
Hello, we're back with another edition of Winona Forever.
Yep.
Today we're going to talk about Turks and Caicos. It's a TV movie that came out in 2014. And it stars Bill Nighy, Christopher Walken. You know, I was trying to do a Christopher Walken impersonation before. Oh. I can't do it. Christopher Walken. I can't. The way he talks is like Monday. I don't even know what he says. It is just super, I don't know. It's so original. I don't know. Yeah. Chris was wondering if he still talked. He talked like that when he was like young, like a young Christopher Walken. Did he always talk so,
like, stilted?
Much? Yes, stilted.
I've seen movies with him when he was younger. I can't remember though.
I'm just thinking of like Annie Hall, and that was creepy. Like, I don't know. He was just he was Annie Hall's brother.
Oh,
he's in the car. And he has this weird monologue. Anyway,
Andy was in a job. That scene was in a Jawbreaker record. Dear You.
Oh.
The end of Jet Black is just that monologue about him wanting to drive into the headlights of the oncoming car.
Yes. Sure. Jawbreaker. So this movie is about Bill Nighy. He played, and he's a character named Warker, John Warker, I think.
Mm-hmm. But he goes by a different name.
He goes by many
names. Yeah,
he has an alias. But he's a retired spy living in Turks and Caicos. And he just accepts basically an invitation to go for meet Christopher Walken for a drink. He doesn't know who he is, but Christopher Walken recognizes him or something. And he ends up at this dinner with some, or drink thing with some, you know, potential mob bosses. And, you know, Winona's there, and she, it's a whole thing, the movie.
There's
like a murder, but there's not much violence in this film.
Yeah.
And it's more of like a political
crime drama or something.
Crime drama. Yeah. There's a lot of talking, a lot of mental games, I think.
Yeah.
The best way to describe it, and men, old men.
Yes. That's accurate.
Old men.
A lot of people who seem like they would have retired to the island, but only Bill Nighy is the one that kind of did.
And then apparently, yeah. Okay, so one of the potential mob bosses at this dinner ends up being, I won't say who, but maybe I will, it's Christopher Walken, a CIA agent.
Right.
And then he gets help from two former people in his UK, England office. Or one person.
Bill Nighy does, yeah.
Bill
Nighy,
yeah. Helena Bonham Carter, which was...
And Ewan Bremner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Spud.
From Sick Boy. Not Sick
Spud.
Boy.
Spud.
Spud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Guy from Cool Runnings is in this too.
Oh,
did you know that the cop was in Cool Runnings?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I was like, he looks familiar just from looking at him on IMDb, and then I looked him up, and his character's name was Yul Brynner in Cool Runnings.
Oh,
there you go. Just.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. The
Close
Jamaican
to
bobsled
you
team.
And Bremner. Anyway,
yes, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, there's
you're
something
like,
that
just say that name.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too confusing. There's a friggin' lot of people in this movie, though. Like, people kept showing up. Ralph Fiennes was in this.
Yeah,
I just felt like it was a very star-studded cast for like
quite.
A TV movie.
The director, I looked him up. He didn't really direct that many things, like weird TV movies, but he wrote the screenplay for The Hours.
Yes.
Which...
He's more of a screenwriter,
yes.
It seems.
Yeah. And you can tell by this film, it's...
Oh my God, it's so written.
It's very written.
Like, but I kind of enjoyed that aspect of it. I was like writing down lines and stuff.
Oh, really?
Because I was really into the way people were talking in it.
Mm-hmm, interesting.
you were less into that?
Anything, no.
I didn't write down.
Winona's character has a little, takes a little turn. Yeah. I found.
Yeah. Everything was confusing in this, but she was very confused.
She was in the first scene, and she's with Christopher Walken. And he walks her to her door, and she says that she's not interested. But the way she says she's not interested is really good.
Yes.
That's what I took note of. That was really good. Because he says, well, why don't I come inside? I can make you a drink. And he's like, she's like, the only problem is I'm not thirsty.
Yeah,
that was good. But and then he kind of calls somebody at the same time and says, "Oh, I can't get the information, or I couldn't get in, or something."
Right.
I don't know what that was about, but that was the first scene with Winona. And so we do find out that she's like a PR person for. She says she's
That's
no,
what she is.
A PR person. For
I read the description of this, and it said she was a liaison for the company that those like three guys that were eating with or whatever, having drinks with them.
Right.
Christopher Walken. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, maybe she was a PR person.
She said like
it's very
corporate
confusing.
PR or something like that, or financial PR. There and someone go. Was like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Well, or Bill Nighy was like, what does that mean?
She just seemed to be hanging around the guys and
yes.
knew a lot about them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's bad stuff to know.
Some bad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so the weird thing about this movie is that it's the second part of a three-part series.
Right. I only found out that today, so I don't
know. Oh, so you'd already watched it.
I'd already watched it, and I didn't realize there was another.
I think I also...
A prequel.
Like, I only watched it this morning, but then Matt was like, so this was part two of a... like three-part thing, which mm-hmm. I don't know, like seems like one of those British, even though I think this was by PBS, like one of those, you know, British short series that has just like 3 1-hour or like three, you know, movie length things like Sherlock or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or Wallander. So this was the Warwicker trilogy or something, I think it's called.
Warwicker trilogy.
Well, because that's his last name. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think in the first one, he was an MI5 agent and then gets run out of England because he knows too much about like the prime minister and his like dodgy dealings.
And Rachel Weisz, isn't it?
Right.
Which is intriguing now. So
yeah.
<it's> like,
you're like,
find the first one. But
I didn't read up on what happens next after this one. But so this is the one where he's in hiding. And then people find him. But I wrote like really early on, like there's a nice little mystery of who Bill Nighy and Winona are. But like, yeah, Winona's a mystery because she's only in this part. But like everybody would know who he was because they'd watched the first part.
That's true.
We did not. We just jumped right in. Even the guys who played like the gangster guys were all... I wouldn't know them by name if you just like said their names, but like they came on the screen and I was like, even these guys are
they're very familiar.
Dylan Baker, James Naughton, that name at least by name sounds familiar, and Zach Grenier.
Oh.
Zach Grenier played Dido, the guy that got killed.
He was familiar. He's all been in everything.
All of them, yeah.
That guy.
They're the guys who've been in everything.
They're all schmucks, too. They all play schmucks.
Oh, yeah, they were. And I was just like, these are the guys that I expected to be, like, more like bit players. But no, even them. They were famous. And Rupert Graves was in it, too. He was the guy who played Sterling.
Oh, yes.
The businessman that Helena Bonham Carter worked with.
Roger Sterling.
Right. That wasn't his first name. It was his last name.
I think that's... Or Sterling Rogers. No, it was Sterling Rogers. I think it's because I'm getting confused because of Mad Men. Because there's Roger Sterling.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, because they called him Mr. Rogers at some point, and I was like, Maha. Anyways.
Turks and Caicos. They're also talking about Turks and Caicos like nobody knew what it was.
Yeah.
They're like introducing the island to the watchers, the viewers. So like it's a
well, or they were saying it like that none of them knew what it was, except for that it was the place that you go to like launder your money
or something. Yeah.
Which maybe it is a place that people use that it for that.
Yeah,
but certainly.
But no, they. I just feel like they were just like Turks and Caicos. Like I don't know, they were just such a strange. They're like, what's this foreign land?
It's
like,
right.
I don't know. It's
they were describing it a lot like it's they use American money, but it's run by the British.
Mm-hmm. there weren't a lot of people on the island. They only showed the people, you know, the few white people and the two workers and the two cops.
Right. Yeah, because there was a woman that Bill Nye knew somehow. I'm not sure if we would have found it in the first one how he knew her, I kind of doubt in the first one he made it. Like, it was kind of, I bet it was like he was leaving. Who knows where he ends up? Now we find out he ended up in Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm.
And he's befriended this nice
lady and her son.
And her hotel worker and her son, who he babysits occasionally, I guess.
Yeah, who knows if she was even a hotel worker before, because he asked her, did you get a job? And she said, you either serve rich people their food or give them their money, like by working at the bank.
Interesting. So
and
maybe they. Yeah.
He's like, so which one are you doing? And she's like, serving them food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of like horrible rich people in this.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it was about horrible rich people. I'm sure the first one was about horrible politicians. This one also kind of is, but more these dudes who are like developing
holding prisons, camps,
detention centers
for
prisoners of war, I guess. Yeah. The weird thing about this, and I think when I read about the first one, it sounds the same. Like, it's very much about corruption and about him trying to like uncover the corruption, but being stalled.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so in the first one, I think he was trying to show something the prime minister was up to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he wasn't able to, but he was able to help Rachel Weiss or whatever, like, find information about who, like, the Israeli army killing her brother in Syria or something like that. So he was like, he was able to do something good for someone, but they said that he threw out the information about the prime minister in like a garbage can somewhere.
Oh Lord.
Because I guess he just couldn't share it because it was too dangerous. Anyway, and then in this one, it's like they're trying to show that these businessmen are trying to launder the money that they made doing these detention centers through like hotels in Turks and Caicos, to be like, this is what we spent our money on or whatever. And all they really get in the end is like millions of dollars out of these guys that the CIA wants back to America or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I don't fully understand what happened, but it doesn't feel like there was justice.
It doesn't seem like that was the legal thing to do. It was just like, okay, you guys can go ahead. What you're doing, just give us some money, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what, like, it didn't. Nobody was going to go to jail. Nobody was going to get, like,
the prime minister was still going to have a cushy, like, little secret account and stuff.
Yeah, they were just going to lose a lot of their money, which made them very upset because they were all like, everything that was important.
The corruption
to them
was still
going to
happen. But Bill Nye got a nice paycheck.
Well, I don't know that he did.
Didn't he get a cut?
No, he was just going to get let go. He said, I agree to help you get the money. Like, because Christopher Walken's purpose was taking money back to the U.S. that was like U.S. money that had been like
weird.
Taken, whatever. I don't know. He just kept talking about how the U.S. used to be powerful and now they were like had lost money. I don't know. And they were trying to get back what was theirs or something.
They kept talking about the recession, the financial. These poor rich men were talking about their finances
pretty much
a lot of the movie, which is why I was like,
yeah,
help.
But like, and I feel like Helena Bonham Carter, because she like risked everything. She'd been a spy, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know. I should look to see if she was in the first movie. But they act like she at least had a relationship with Bill Nye before and was a spy and blah, blah. And she got out of it and she was working for the Sterling Rogers guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, I guess, that he was doing dodgy things. But then she agreed to spy and she said not to like get back with Bill Nye or anything. But and she's like, I didn't ruin my whole life for you. I did it because I think it was the right thing to do. And I don't agree with torture. And that's the way she put it. I think torture's bad. It's like, oh, good on you.
Torture's not very nice.
Yeah. But I thought, but what did you do? Like, did you stop the torture? It doesn't feel like you did. It feels like you just took the money. Like, I don't think she got any money either. But you got the money back for the CIA? Like, that doesn't seem like it
was. I know,
they blackmailed
the guys and said, we're going to share this information if you don't do. But why didn't they just share the information? It's bad information.
Right. Share it with the media.
The media, the press.
Yeah, get those guys.
That's bad. You don't want that to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe what this series is saying is, like, corruption. There's all this corruption and getting like cutting through it is a whole corrupt business in itself. Like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Wow.
Yeah.
It was not satisfying. I don't know if the third part is satisfying. But what was happening with Winona? Like, she told this story to Bill Nye that was like, what? Was she saying that she was raised by her father and that he just like let all her his friends be with her
yeah,
or something?
And himself
as well. And him, yeah. Like, oh, his friends really enjoyed me and so did my father. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, he doesn't say this, but he kind of is like, oh, this is why you don't eat anything and you're just drinking all the time.
Yeah.
And he was like, have you talked to anybody about this? And then she like went off to the bathroom or whatever and then came back.
And then her character completely changed after that. Like, I feel like then she right. was just like,
I'll help you. I'll tell you everything. Yeah. And then escape.
Yeah. And she got away from those dudes, which is good.
And some,
I guess, I don't know.
And a lady who was the accountant for all those guys showed up and like also sold them out. I don't know.
Yeah. And that was, I don't know. The whole thing was strange. The yeah, whole
I fully
interaction.
Didn't understand everything that happened. I'll say that. And no, I'm not sure that watching all three would have helped.
And I read some review on IMDb and the person really liked it, really enjoyed it, but they enjoyed it because they watched it a couple times after a few times.
Yeah. I feel like watching it more times would help.
Yeah. I'm like, but I don't want to put, you know, 6 hours into this film.
No, that's fair. That is fair. So one of the lines I wrote down that I liked was when he, so Bill Nye was talking to the lady he was friends with who was the maid, and she let him into Christopher Walken's room because they were trying to figure out who he was, I think, at the time. This is before they knew right. he was CIA, and he was just trying to find out who he was. And then he said something like, does he have girlfriends? Is he celibate? And she said, celibate, sure, if celibate is a kind of fish. I don't know. I liked that line. It was just a good line. Anyway, I don't know. There was lines like that. It was very written, and I kind of enjoyed it. I also just like Bill Nye so much, so I like listening to him talk. I like listening to Christopher Walken talk.
I haven't seen Bill Nye since like Love Actually. So
that's not a great time.
No, it's not good because I had that damn song in my head through the whole thing.
Like
from
watching
Love Actually.
This?
Yeah, because that's how
does he
him.
Sing a song in that?
Are you joking?
I am.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm serious. I'm being serious. I don't remember. I've watched it once.
He sings that annoying, like, love is all around me.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's bad, and it'll get in your head, and now I associate that song with Bill Nighy, and that's it.
It's upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched Love Actually once, and I was like, why do people like this movie? I hate it.
Actually,
I violently hated it. I was like, actively, like, I want to stop watching this movie. It's so terrible.
It's not a good one.
Yeah, it's not.
I need better Christmas films.
Yeah. I'm trying to find what I like him from. So one of the things that he's known for on his IMDb is, of course, Love Actually is number one. But one of them is Page 8, and that's the first part of this series.
Oh, interesting.
So I guess this is maybe a well-known series to some.
Oh, he was very
not
good in
to
this.
Us.
He's a good, you know, fellow. Good actor.
Salting the Battlefield is part three, which I think actually came out the same day as this did or something. It's at least from the same year, so that's something right there. Where is what I like him from? I'm trying to find.
I don't know if I've seen him in anything else.
I have seen him in... Oh, wow. He was in G-Force, which is a Nicolas Cage movie about guinea pigs. I don't remember if he's a person in it or a guinea pig, but there you go. Oh, he's in like Hot Fuzz and The World's End and stuff. You know, what's his name's movies? I'll get his name. His name is Simon Pegg.
You know what?
Simon
I think
Pegg
I've seen G-Force.
You've seen I'm glad you've seen G-Force because Nicolas Cage was good in that as a mole. Like literally a mole. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is what, because Matt was calling him slurred about Bartafest while we were watching it, because that's who he plays in Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, he's on Notes in a Scandal, which I saw, which I liked.
Oh, haven't
that was
seen
an excellent
that.
Film.
I think he's in some Harry Potter as well, so you know. things that many people have seen, I guess. I don't think I've seen those. It looks like it's later Harry Potter's, and I've only seen the first couple. I didn't take note of who he was, but that's a thing. Anyway, I enjoy him. I could go down a Bill Nye
filmography
rabbit hole, I think. I could try and watch a bunch of stuff he's been in.
He's been in a lot of damn things.
Yeah, it does seem like he's Rufus Grimm something. Anyways, I'm going to be shot by all the Harry Potter fans.
Meeps.
I've read it. I just don't remember everybody's names.
Yeah, I don't know. The names are all silly.
What were you going to say about Meeps?
No, Meeps will get you for
that. Oh, for not knowing.
Well, maybe.
Who?
Maybe she'll. I wonder if she'll know.
Anyway. Okay. Well, there you go. I wrote down a really weird thing. I like when Bill Nye. This is a thing people do in movies. Hold their phone with their middle finger. Like, he was talking on his cell phone and he had a very small one, but he was just like leaning it on his head, propping it up with his middle finger. And I just was like, there's something I like about that. It's super weird.
Yeah. If you notice weird, like, hand placements and things like that.
You couldn't do it with a big smartphone like that. IPhone, but he had, like, a little, like, tiny phone.
Yeah. With a tiny phone, maybe things are possible. Sure.
Things are possible with a tiny phone.
Yes.
So I wrote down rich assholes who are hiding their money and doing shitty things with their money hide out here. I guess that was my... How they tried to portray.
The beach looked wonderful.
Sure.
It looked like, you know, a nice place to have a little vacation, but there weren't a lot of, I mean, they kept talking about all these hotels, but there weren't a lot of hotels or people. So, you know.
Surely there's other parts of the island where there are people.
A movie Turks and Caicos, show us more. Right. Of Turks and Caicos. Make it like, you know, a promotional video for the country. Like, why not? The whole island.
Dear.
Sell us on it. I don't know.
I also liked the way the cop from Cool Runnings talked about.
He was good.
The island. Because he also said something, like, I think talking about the people who'd, like, immigrated there or whatever, like the people who are just hiding out there. He said, a lot of people come here and act like murder is a small thing, and he was like, nah, I'm not willing to treat murder as like a push away kind of thing. Anyway, but the way he talked when he sat down at the diner with him, I was like into his speech as
I
well.
Also like the cops, they weren't in uniform, they just wearing like trousers just and shirts chilling. And, it's very chill. And that lobster looks so good when they were eating the lobster on the beach. True. The Bill Nighy and the boy.
Yeah.
Damn. Sorry.
It was good looking lobster. Was.
Because you see them prepare the lobster. He's cooking it. He's doing all the stuff.
Yeah. There's like a guy right next to them who's like cooking it on the beach. It was a good advertisement.
That's probably why I want to go and eat lobster and Turks and Caicos. Just keep showing
me the island.
Someone from Turks and Caicos listening.
Send us.
You know, send us there so we can.
There you go.
You know.
Too funny. I don't know. So what was Winona's name? Melanie Fall.
Melanie.
That's what her name was. Melanie Fall.
She smoked cigarettes in this one. Classic Winona.
She did.
Classic. Throwback.
She didn't drive. I don't think we saw her drive.
Mm-mm.
She was pretty much on the beach or in her room. Or at the bar.
Yeah.
Drank a lot of scotch.
Yeah.
That seemed to be what she was up to. Oh, yeah. She drank some beer. Yeah.
Cerveza.
Sorry. And her hair was very windswept all the time. It was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Because she was on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she had a lot of hair.
She had long hair and it was island.
Yeah. It was island hair.
Island hair. Island ready.
Yeah. And I guess she was good. But I did almost feel like I didn't get why her character was a part of the movie. Like, I didn't feel like if you took her character
They needed to put two women in it.
They just needed some women.
Three women. And they did.
And four, really. If you count the accountant.
Oh, true. The accountant.
Yes, who was a little person.
Yes. So that's it.
Those for are the women. Yeah. I think you're right. I think those are all the women. Helena Bonham Carter was good too.
She helped
I enjoy
out
her.
To get the documents from Sterling Rogers that proved that the prime minister was like getting a whole whack load of this money. And but she wasn't like, you know, as Helena Bonham Carter-y as she could be. You know,
she wasn't like quirky. You
yes.
mean? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like a
it was no Tim
business
Burton
lady. Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah, she was kind of business lady slash spy. I feel like maybe she was a good spy, though. I felt like she handled it all well. Though, as soon as they revealed to that Sterling guy that they had information, he was like, did you do this to her? And she was just like, and I was like, oh, should you not have hidden that? I don't know. But I guess she was always going to go on the run, so.
Yeah.
The weird thing about the end when they're on the run, so they go out to a boat. The cop helps them get there by taking away this guard that was, I guess, sent by the CIA to like watch him to get him back, or by the British government, maybe. So they get there and they get on the boat, and then the movie ends, which I imagine the whole, all of the parts have this jazz, because they do talk about at one point when. Ewan Bremner is talking to Helena Bonham Carter and like about her past relationship with Bill Nye. He says like, you could stand the jazz. So I guess it's known that he likes jazz. I don't know. But anyways, it ends with this weird, like bubbly jazz song as they're going off on this boat. And I thought they're running away with their only possessions. Like they're going to have to be on the run for a long time. Why is it like romantic comedy, bubbly jazz song
the music,
at the
end?
The
music threw me. I was like, this is definitely the end because it has nothing to do with the rest of this movie in any way.
It was very strange.
Yeah. It would have been better with just the sound of waves.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me direct it next time.
The fourth part should be directed by Rick. Yeah. Oh boy. Well, I kind of enjoyed watching it. I could see, it just being a confusing watch, especially out of context.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought it was well written.
It was fine.
It was fine.
I actually was hoping for more action as opposed to just the one unseen death. Like, come on.
Fair.
But I think that was the whole point, to have like zero violence.
Yeah, it's more about the politics, which is, I don't know, just complicated. Very complicated.
Yeah.
But like I say, it was a little weird because it felt like Winona's character wasn't necessary to the film. So, but she was fine. She was good in it.
Yeah.
You're like, sure, I guess.
She was fine. No, I'm just thinking fine. Like, you know, this film where it's like takes place on Turks and Caicos. It's on an island that's mostly black people that live there. Mm-hmm. You see
it's a majority
black people in the entire film.
Because it's, just about
all these
people
rich,
from
rich
either
people.
The States or England. Really, pretty much the States. Oh, no. Not until Helena Bonham Carter and Rupert Graves show up.
And like, why can't any of the black women be love interests? Why do you have to throw in the white women love interests? That is my question. But
truth.
That'll always be
was
my question.
Winona supposed to be a love interest?
I don't know what she was supposed to be. She was supposed to be information, but also there was something like maybe femme fatale-ish.
Right. Yeah. I was totally thinking that too while I was watching it. I was like, can we have any people of color as like actual main characters, not just like people who work on the island? Like,
the cops.
Certainly the cop is kind of, well, no, he's not a main character. He's not in it enough.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting that how like the kid had never tried lobster, but he lived on the island and he had to have this British man show him what a lobster was. And I was like, that's interesting about the privilege of living and versus someone who's like, you know, visiting or whatever.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Privilege.
Yes, this, I mean, it really was. It was really about rich people, because also they were trying to say that Bill Nye was someone who had been a civil servant, mm-hmm. and they were like, or at least the guy Dido who got killed, he was like downgrading the idea of a civil servant as if they're a person who like takes money from people who takes chances, which are like the money making businessmen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there was like this whole dynamic of like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
like,
yes.
privilege and like, I don't know, hierarchy of like, also like, yeah, where you're from and that kind of thing. Like they were really talking about the states,
class,
especially the CIA thing. And
yeah, when they were talking about the recession, the whole money, like it's
yeah.
The next film. Yeah, as experimenter.
Interesting.
I have
no expectations for this movie. Just because I don't know anything about it.
I saw it, but it was on in the background, and I didn't.
You didn't like watch it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this Turks and Caicos that clearly you would never have watched this before. Like, yeah. It would not have come across the radar.
No.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, and this Winona Wednesday that this comes out is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
From Winona. No, it's not from Winona.
It's my 40th birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
serious.
It's a big one.
Whoa.
It's a big one. So yeah, if you're listening to this right on the day it came out, it's my birthday. Or, you know, I'm already 40. One of the other.
Well, a very happy birthday to
thanks.
You.
Thanks. Celebrated it with Turks and Caicos. fun. Cool.
Right.
Well, now we get to go watch The Experimenter.
Mm-hmm.
Come back in 2 weeks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Winona Forever is part of the Cage Club Podcast Network. Episodes produced by Chris Landry. Music by No Refunds. Hosted by Lindsay Gibb and Rekha Tulsaram. Contact Rekha and Lindsay at winona@cageclub.me.